Martin, there are a lot of projects which are also important for the Earth, like new engines for vehicles or some nice showers which don't use so much water or space food. There are a lot of projects which can also be used on Earth again. So it's not a question about space, but we can also reuse it. We should hack it, of course.
Does it work? Hello.
Yes. Okay. I totally agree with your utopian perspective of 23 years. I'm not sure if we can do that or not. My basic question would be is there is no way getting anything into orbit without getting our hands dirty. That's one thing I really have to remind you of, is because every single kilogram of payload we send into orbit is financing a company or a state or something that has their hands dirty. So, for example, there's a really good company at the moment, and they'll probably win the commercial payload competition that's going on, that's SpaceX. And SpaceX is a really interesting, great company who will probably, by the end of next year, have a monthly payload rocket going to space at a really low cost, way lower than $20,000 at Baikonur at the moment. The main problem is that any kind of company that can afford to transport stuff into orbit, is they have their hands dirty. They're commercial companies who work for the military-industrial complex. And getting our stuff up there means at the same time supporting systems that we don't want to support. Because I don't really see that we can actually build our own rockets at the moment at a price that we can send our stuff up. So the $20,000 in Baikonur or the $10,000 with SpaceX or something like that are bringing our stuff up. But at the same time, we are supporting the same problem that Nick Farr mentioned, namely 90% is going into the defense budgets and the military industrial complex, and 10% is going into space. So at the same, I see that the third bunker here should not be called Mojave, but Vandenberg, because that's the biggest rocket base on the planet.
And there is a second comment on that. Just.
So Fish is asking from Utrecht, Hackerspace, Random Data. Nick Farr, is there a way to fund this project?
Yes.
How?
Did he actually ask how?
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to say, if we can find a way to fund having a house, renting a room somewhere, getting a whole floor of a building on Mission Street in San Francisco, we'll find a way to fund space exploration. And that's part of the hack, is coming up with your own way to do it and figuring that part out. I mean, I know hackers are not the best with money, but we've done a pretty good job with hackerspaces so far, haven't we? So I think the next logical step is space. And, you know, I could go into a litany of different fundraising things about that right now, but that's not the point. The point is, it is possible, and we will find a way if we want to. And I think that's our, do we have time for one more, or is that it? Okay, we have time for one last question. So I'm not sure where that's gonna come from.
Mic on?
Oh yeah, go ahead, Bernie.
This really isn't so much a question, it's a comment that I'm surprised has not come up here yet today, is there's already an international community of hackers who don't describe themselves as such, who've already answered a lot of the questions we've raised here today. That's the International Amateur Radio Community. They don't refer to themselves as hackers. There's a lot of hams here at this conference and at conferences around the world. But they have launched, for the past several decades, have put numerous data communication satellites into orbit for free. Now, they paid out of their own community's pockets to build these satellites, but they've launched them as just spare ballast weight, which is necessary on commercial and government launch vehicles already. So I think the hacker community could be well served by talking more with the international amateur radio community, who has already learned a lot of these lessons for several decades and accomplished amazing feats. There should be a lot of overlap. That the structure of the amateur radio community is very different than the hacker community, but I think there's a lot of the same interests and ingenuity in both communities, and I think there should be a lot more outreach between the two communities.
And actually, Bernie has a very excellent point. My call sign is N0FAR, and that's the thing. Hams are a great resource. They're very technically gifted, and I think that. And every time I've interfaced with hams, you know, the hackerspace I'm involved with now, Unallocated Space, is trying to recruit more hams, and they're really, really active. If you can find hams, they're a great resource to have, especially for space exploration. So I do strongly back up Bernie's point with that. And also, the process of getting a ham radio license, wherever you are, will teach you something. So I strongly encourage that if you're interested in the hackerspace program.
Yeah, so there are a lot of ham radio operators at the camp. You can find those people over there where the big antennas are. They will also do space communication with satellites. I already saw pictures from weather satellites, and they will also communicate with the moon or use the moon as a bouncer for ham radio signals. So you should visit them, and you can also question them about satellites and being in space.
Okay, so I think we have time for one last question, the very last one. I promise.
Okay, now it's working. Okay, my name is Patrick. My nick is Trapicky. I'm part of the group who is building a satellite and hopefully will launch it by the end of the year. So.
Round of applause for that guy.
So I know how expensive it is to bring 1 kilogram of stuff into space. So it's like this range of things. That leads to the question, how much energy do you need to get a satellite into space? And I was thinking about environmental impact, because most of the material who is getting up to space is not returning. In fact, it's burning up, and you have to put a lot of energy into launching a satellite or launching a rocket. In fact, it's more bringing up the rocket than the satellite. So have you thought about how we could do this stuff in a sustainable way, not in the current way where rocket fuel is poisonous or highly cancerogen. And I think we have some kind of responsibility to do it better than it's done now.